Earlier in the show, we highlighted in our Setting the Bar segment a duo of influencers. They're identical twins. They kind of look like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were hired to, from a husband to tell his wife something. And I'll let them explain it in the message, okay?
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
Yep.
What?
What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore, and he wants to get a divorce. Separated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is
that a joke? That has to be a joke. Either that or they are cool with the divorce. He thought it would be funny. Take the sting out of it. But I need to know the backstory. We don't know the backstory, do we?
So I don't really know a worse way to break up with someone. But then along comes this other TikTok user going viral for her breakup story. And it involves a song, which we'll play for you coming up, at least a snippet of it coming up. And be thinking about maybe the worst way you got the axe.
The bar is set pretty high already for these. out the gate, pretty high.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get to some of those coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So this is actually from a TikTok user named Sprightly.
Okay.
It went viral after revealing her story of moving from L.A. to Texas for her boyfriend, only to be dumped with a note saying they were incompatible.
Oh.
After 3.5 years together, she returned to Florida to live with her mom, heartbroken and shocked.
So worth it for the love of your life that wants a future with you because he said so. So you spent a month waiting for this shoe to arrive, and then another month moving in and building furniture and stuff, and you're so happy.
So wait, this is the
song
that
she wrote? Okay, all
right.
You just work out your feelings in music. A lot of artists do that.
Their situation.
Until he comes back from a family vacation. Sits on your couch, which just arrived in the mail and hands you a note. It says we have nothing in common.
Oh, God.
We're incompatible. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No.
You can hear the angst. This is almost like Avril Lavigne, maybe. Alanis Morissette inspired.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, you're right.
You hear that a little bit?
You're
the inspiration's
right.
In that? Yeah.
A little bit of that, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, do we want to hear the hook?
I do.
Okay.
How did I not know this? 3.5 years.
We were incompatible. All right. So that's how she, I mean, that is a rough way to go. When you uproot.
To be handed a note after 3.5 years, you couldn't figure that out sooner that you're incompatible?
Well, I mean, not only that, to add, you know, salt to the wound, it's like she uprooted her life in a different city and she moved for him. And then he turned around and broke up with her with a note.
Yeah. And sorry, we're just not compatible. Really? Really?
Yeah, didn't a guy move here for you?
He did. And okay. a week after he moved here, he's like, let's just be friends.
Yeah, so, which is a little bit different. It wasn't like he moved and then you were like, yeah, see ya. And
yeah, no, he moved and then he decided, let's just be friends. And he was here for 4 months because he took like a temporary traveling physical therapy gig. And so he moved here. We have been dating long distance before that.
Yeah.
And then he moves here to just be friends and torture me for 4 months. It was fun. It was a fun time in my life. It was a fun time in my life.
Fun time. Yeah. So we would love to hear, like, looking back, what's the worst way that maybe you've either dumped someone or been dumped? And you're going to have to compete with this song.
We've been incompatible this whole time, and that we have nothing.
mean, bless her heart. She's working it out. She's working out her feelings in the music. It's not good music, but she's working it out.
And you're going to have to compete with this cameo.
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
I mean, what's happening? At least there's a little creativity in that one. Do they get creativity points?
Wait. Are you saying that's more creative
than a note? It's better than a note. He probably spent money on it, right? You have to pay people for those cameos.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, he probably figured, you know, the cost of the divorce, he's probably just like, you know, rolling it into the cost of all of it, you know?
Yeah, probably. Oh, that would be adding insult to injury if he rolls it in and charges her for it. Like, you're going to have to pay for my lawyer and my cameo video I sent you.
All right, we want to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. Now, enough water under the bridge, enough time has passed. You can talk about it. We want to hear it, all right? We'll hear some of your stories. And Amy, thank you. Already got a message from her. And Darren talks about being the dumpy. All right. I like that. I like that you're able to do that. All right, so we'll get a couple of those stories on coming up. Worst way you got dumped. Can you top the cameo, guys?
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
Or did you uproot your life, move states for a person who literally just handed you a note and said after 3 years, you know what, we're incompatible.
And you three and a half years.
Yep, uh-huh. And you wrote a song.
Okay, wow. Yeah, you could hear the feeling in that.
Yeah.
You really could.
Amy said we were together for 3 years. Then in the last few months of it, he started a relationship with another girl. I'm talking a very serious relationship. One day I see him in public with this girl. I confront him. He literally pretended that I was a stranger and that he didn't know who I was or what I was talking about.
Oh my gosh.
LOL. Imagine. She must have believed that I actually was just some crazy stranger because they got married not long after.
Oh, wow.
That.
3 years and he just ignores you like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. Crazy person there. That's crazy.
That's got to be tough to get over, that is Amy. Crazy. My goodness.
Yeah.
Blake, the worst way I've ever broken up with someone was at age 16.
Aw.
Never had a girlfriend before.
Okay.
Didn't have my license yet.
Okay.
Met her at the park after a couple of weeks of awkward dates.
Okay.
Broke up with her in person because I felt that's what real gentlemen did.
Yes.
But then I got on my bicycle and left.
Like ding, 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 ding.
I pedaled out of her life.
I just pedaled out of my life forever.
I commend you, though, Blake, for knowing you should do that in person.
Yes.
Bless your heart. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Darren said my ex-girlfriend hung up on me during a heated phone argument. I haven't seen or spoken to her in 9 years since then.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm assuming we're over. Also, I'm married now to someone else. So that should do it.
Yep, that should also go ahead and seal the deal.
That should be it.
I'm assuming we're over after 9 years.
I mean, just kind of still waiting. But
I'm guessing it's not going to work out.
I haven't heard from her since. That's so funny. Those are good stories. Thank you. All right. We can,
that's good.
Yeah, we can look back on that now and go, you know what? All right.
Now we're in a space we can laugh.
Yeah, we can laugh now.
Yes.
All right. That is group therapy.